six chapters we'll be reading from this morning. While you pray for us for a few minutes of time, that we would just be able to rejoice in the Word of God. And as Jack has said, that this is the Word of God is what sustains us. It keeps us going. It's our uplift. It's there for us at all times. If we have just opened it up and asked God to direct us to a word that will encourage us and lift us up and help us in these times in which we live in today. This morning he says in the book of Matthew in the sixth chapter, and this is a where the Lord has directed our hearts, but go down starting at verse 9 and we'll go through verse 13. Jesus was instructing his disciples. And he said unto them, he said, after this manner, therefore, pray you, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. You can be seated in the house of the Lord. Today we celebrate a great day, a wonderful day, that we celebrate the fathers. I apologize to the mothers that because of COVID-19, we wasn't able to have church on Mother's Day. And so I apologize to you and but I want you to know that we appreciate our godly mothers in the house of the Lord and appreciate all that you do. And today we're celebrating Father's Day, and I want us to certainly give honor to our fathers. Many of you, my earthly father is not here, but as was said earlier in the service, that there are many of you that I could look to and say that you are that father figure in our life, in our Christian life, and spiritual life as well. That I've often said, thought it like this, that I have a good father, and I thank God for him. But there are many of your fathers that I wouldn't mind being part of your family and feel like that we are. Amen? That we are all just one big family. And I thank God for it today. But this time of the year, we see a lot of different postings and hear a lot of people say this about how good that their father is. I've seen some this week that said, to the best father ever. I've seen some that says, to the best dad in the world. And they brought to my mind that we can't all be the best dad. Right? We, as fathers, I believe many of us would say, as we appreciate those words coming from our children and from others, but we would say that we've all made our share of mistakes. There are things that we should have done that we didn't, and there were things that we did that we should not have done. We all made our mistakes in raising our children. But one of the greatest honors is when they can look at you and say, thank you. Thank you for all that you did. And some would say, and I've said it in the past, when children were born, they didn't come with an instruction book. So we did make our mistakes, but yet we did have an instruction book that teaches us all things that we need to know about raising children and family, the home, the workplace, and the church house as well. Growing up, many of us will reflect back and look at it that dad and mom didn't give us the best, but they gave us the best that they could. And for that, you know, at the time we thought we was deprived because everybody else had the nice clothes and the name brand shoes and had, like they had plenty of money. And we looked at that and thought, man, I'd like to have what they have. But Mom and Dad gave us the best they could. And looking back, I see something that Mom and Dad gave us that their parents didn't give to them, because they drug us to the house of God to hear the word read and preached and the song sung. And I, you say, they drug you. Yeah, because if we'll be open about it this morning, how many of us went to church even though we didn't want to go, but Mom and Dad made us go? Amen. And we're better for it today. All of this points to the example that God gave to fathers and mothers, how to raise our children and how to prepare our homes. You see, in all of this life, in all you're getting, make sure you get God. Because you will really see everything from a new perspective. A new perspective. Jesus was teaching them here how to pray, because they was praying using vain repetitions, and also they came to him and said, John taught his disciples how to pray. Will you teach us how to pray? And the Lord said, this is the way you ought to pray. And what he was teaching them is that we have a great Father. And we all have, if you've been born again, we all have the same Father. How many of you know that you've been born again by the Spirit of God? You know what we are? We're brothers and sisters. And how many of you got that brother or sister that always seems to embarrass you? Right? Some of you don't want to say amen because one's sitting too close to you. But you know it's true. And today, sometimes I'm that one. Sometimes you're that one. But you know what love does? It looks beyond those failures. It looks beyond those embarrassments. It looks beyond all the mishaps of life that one can get caught up in. But Jesus was telling them here that we have a great Father. We have the greatest Father that there is. There is none greater than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And he is my Father and he's your Father. And we try to fashion our life and teach our kids based upon the way he taught us. He said there that we ought to hallow the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Father. That means that we ought to give honor and glory and praise, thanksgiving and respect unto our fathers today. And unto him most of all. You know, I'll just be open with you this morning. Looking back over my life, there was times that I did not give the proper honor and glory, praise and respect to my earthly father. How many of you have ever talked back to your dad? See, you didn't talk back to mom because she'd smack you in the face. Or she'd grab the spatula and bust you one, or the broomstick. We didn't always show the best of respect. But somewhere in life, that man that we thought didn't know much changed overnight and became one of the most knowledgeable men that we ever come across in our life. The man that we thought was old-fashioned and old-school all of a sudden became the one we wanted to model our life after. Some of you not hearing the preacher this morning, and some of us are just saying, Lord, forgive me. Maybe they're not here that you can ask them for forgiveness because you didn't show them the respect that they was worthy of. one of our brothers made mention just a few minutes ago in the prayer request. Today we've got a major problem in our country that people are not showing respect and honor and glory unto our Heavenly Father, who deserves it more than all of us put together. You know, used to be, A.C., that Father's Day meant they got a new tool or a new tie. You know what fathers want more than anything else is the love of their children. You know what God wants more than anything else is for you to love Him like you love nobody else. He said, "Thy kingdom come." The kingdom was a place of rest, relaxation, a place of peace. Looking back on our lives, Brother Ray, we did not always live in the best of houses. And I was down at Dad's last week, I took a picture of a house we used to live in, and I showed it to Becky. It's a little shanty. It's a small little row house, very, very small. We didn't have the best, but it was a place of safety and comfort. We knew once we went in that door that we was protected from the outside world. Yes. That's what church is this morning. It's a place when we come in here of safety and rest and peace. But I want you to know this is not the final home for us. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun, to where the Bible teaches us when we get there with our great Father. And I got to elaborate on this for just a minute. In the biblical times, when they talked about Father, it could be your natural father. It could be your grandfather. It could be a man of respect that you honored. Well, we've got at least two fathers waiting on us over there. In fact, can I preach? We've got three waiting on us when we leave this world. We've got God the Father, God the Son, and He, the Holy Spirit, that is waiting on us and giving us encouragement while we're down here. How many of you have ever thought about giving up and then you feel like there's a spirit that comes over you and says, "Go on"? I encourage my kids. It didn't matter what they wanted to do. I didn't enjoy taking them to football practice or basketball games necessarily, or taking Tiff, running from church and running over to the football field to where she could get out there and cheer. And they're sitting here and hearing this for the first time. But parents, it's not always enjoyable, is it? But you do it because you love them. And it grows on you. I still go to Brandon's ball games. Thank God Tiffany quit cheering. But now I enjoy it. What once was a labor of love is now enjoyment. And it's more fun with the grandkids. Ain't that right, Scott Phillips? They bring back that life in us. He said, "Thy will be done." The Father is a position of power, leadership, and protection. I know I'm old-fashioned and some would say old school, but the Father in the Bible and in my growing up was always the protector. He was the leader, the head of the household. And He watched over us, often sacrificing many things that He needed for those of the kids. Some dads are still selfish. But I've come to a point in my life, it don't matter what I need. If the kids need it, they're going to get it before I get it. Right? And if one of the grandkids need it, Becky will do without. Because I'll get it for them before I will her. And she knows I love her. And she's the same way. You let Gavin ask for something, or Reese or Zoe, and they'll get it. A few weeks back, we had dinner with our other grandkids. And we was just trying to kill some time. And we went over to a farm supply place just to kill some time waiting on Christy. And walked out of there with chicken feed and chick feed and all kinds of stuff. And I'm thinking, why are we buying chicken? I don't have no chickens. You know, but when we went in there, the comment was made, Grandpa, I need some chicken food for my chickens and some for my chicks. So he walked out with it. That's just the way we do our kids, right? How many of you will confess as fathers to spoiling your kids rotten? And the rest of you, you ought to hit the altar because you're not being honest in the house of the Lord. He said that our Father, this great Father we have, will give us power. He will give us leadership, and He will give us protection. And then He goes on to talk about this great Father that we have. He said, give us this day our daily bread. We didn't have the best of breakfast or dinner or suppers growing up. I remember sometimes Mom would make a pot of chili or a pot of vegetable soup, and she had a pot that was about this big. And you know what that meant? We ate that come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, however long it lasted. We was happy to see the bottom of the pan because we knew something new would be coming. But you see, when you're poor, you eat what's set in front of you. They didn't have McDonald's. Well, they did have McDonald's and other places, but we didn't have the resources to go there. So we ate what was put. In fact, school pizza tasted real good. Some of you will get that later. Just like the psalmist said in Psalms 37, he said, I've been young and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken or begging bread. I said we didn't live in the best of houses. We didn't have the best of clothing and shoe wear. And we didn't have the best of meals. But we had a roof over our head. We had clothes and shoes on our feet. And we had food on the table. Looking back, I say, thank you, Dad. Thank you. And I say it to my Heavenly Father that the example that my earthly father gave me led me to my Heavenly Father, and I've never been without because my dad takes care of me. In fact, he takes good care of me. He said, forgive us of our debt. Forgiveness that comes. And I want you kids to know this morning that there are times that Mom and Dad has forgiven you and you didn't even ask for it. How many of us know today we thought we was getting by with something, but as a parent we look and we see they knew all along what we was doing. Some of you kids don't want to say amen this morning, but you know you ain't always been that good. Maybe we ought to have a confession. The times that you snuck in or snuck out. The things you did when you was out when they thought you was one place and you was somewhere else. Some of you, you're coming to acknowledgement. But you see, you thought they didn't know anything about it. Moms and dads are a whole lot smarter than what you think they are. And God sees everything. It ought to make somebody want to pray this morning and ask for forgiveness because our great Father, God Himself, He sees all that you do. In fact, He knows your thoughts before you even say it. So when you're thinking stuff and you say, I ain't hurt nobody, you better remember God knows your thoughts. And He said, deliver us from evil. In fact, He said, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, right? God won't lead you into temptation, but what He's asking for is protection. When temptation comes, that protection will come. Put a hedge round about us and help us, protect us. And any dad that loves their children will protect them even to the surrendering of his own life. I would die for my children. I would die for my grandchildren. I would die to protect our country. To give the rights to my children and grandchildren that I grew up with. I wish America would turn back to God, don't you? Instead of all these things that we're doing today, if we would just get back to God, it would take care of 90% of all of our problems. You see, in Psalms 22:4, this is what America needs to hear today. Our fathers trusted in the Lord. Our fathers trusted in the Lord. Isaiah 64:11 says, our fathers praised thee. Some of my fondest memories that I have is in the house of God. Because I've seen my dad testify. I've seen him preach the gospel. Now he's up in years. He's getting feeble. And he doesn't have the strength to hardly stand and declare the word of God. But I can reflect back on those precious memories as some of you can today. And John 4 says, our fathers worship thee. And what a great memory that is of our fathers serving our great father. And you know, we didn't know what valuable resource we had there. You know, the Bible says, lay not up your treasures on this earth with moth and rust do corrupt and thieves break through and steal, but rather lay up your treasures in heaven. I've got some precious treasures over there. And I've got many right here with me today in my heart and my life. Let me find a closing place today. In our world, with all the problems that we have one Father. I don't care if you're black, yellow, white, and we used to say green. Because you know what they used to say? Martians were green. How many grew up with that? Yeah, thank you. I got a couple there. It don't matter where you come from. We all have the same Father if they've been born again in the Spirit of God. And you say, Roger, now you're getting on racial justice and all that. Folks, we're all the same in the eyes of God. Amen. Every one of us. As they sing that song, black, yellow, black and white, you know the song. They are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Amen. He's a great father. And you know what he is? He's a father to those that were even born out of wedlock. And some of you say, oh, Roger, be careful now. We are in a Baptist church. Let me tell you, it doesn't matter. The Lord would rather see them grow up out of wedlock than have them killed in an abortion clinic. That's the devil. That shows you how much he loves his children. But our Father loves us with all that he has. And I want you to leave here this morning knowing if you feel like nobody else loves you, God loves you. God loves you. And Hezekiah says it best in 2 Chronicles in the 30th chapter, 19th verse, that I wish we had a heart and people had a heart to seek God of their fathers. What a difference it would make in their homes and in their lives, in the workplace, everywhere we go. If everybody would just seek God, the great Father. Many of y'all remember a few years back, I brought a message on Father's Day. My dad's the best. How many of you could raise your hands today and say, you had a great father? You have a great father, right? But everyone that's been born again, we have the greatest of all dads. He don't want a tie. He don't want a tool set. You know what he wants? Your praise and worship. Your love. Your dedication. So on this Father's Day, honor your father. Honor your father. I seen a thing that was posted yesterday. I don't know who posted, but little Carson out there working with Cecil in the garden. You know, some people just see that as just a day being spent. You know what I see that as? A great grandson growing up in the shadows of a great man. A great man. And you say, you're lifting up Cecil? I believe Cecil's one of the best. Amen. I could go around the house and say, Brother Herman was a great father. I remember him sitting right there and getting so excited in the Lord, because he knew he had a great father waiting for him. Right? Sharon's daddy. Barb's mother. You say, but it's Father's Day. Let me give him honor this morning. To your daddy. He's used to sit right there about where Scott and him's at. Or over there at the house in the hospital bed, still praising the Lord. You see, we all have those memories. And we will forever hold on to them. But I want you to know before we close this morning, before they leave here, make sure they know that you love them. Make sure they know that you love them. And before we leave here this morning, you ought to look up, if you've not already done it, and say, Lord, I love you, and what a great father you are to me and all of my household. Don't you want to get everybody in to feel and to share this love that God has? It's a love that you can't explain. It runs so deep. He loves me when I'm good, and he loves me when I'm bad. And you say, does he really do that? How many of you today could say your love isn't there when your kids are bad? You know, I thought about this yesterday. Brandon be embarrassed, maybe. Sometimes he's proud of it. But I've had to go to the jailhouse to get them both out. Both the boys. Yes, I was embarrassed. But when we, in fact, I didn't go to get Brandon out, but, or did I? I did? I can't remember. But you know what? Walking in there, I was embarrassed, but I was still holding my head up high. Scott Phelps, because those were my boys. And I loved them. You say, how can you do that? Because God walked in the jailhouse of all jailhouses. When I cried out, he walked in as my father, and he brought me out. Bill Baker, what a great man. What a great man. You see, I could go around the house. You that are here with Eli this morning, I could throw y'all out, and I could be his son. And I'd be proud to be his son. I would. I'd keep y'all. I wouldn't throw you out. But you see, all of these men that I've made mention of that were great men, Brother Jim back there, your kids ain't here, but I'll say it. I'll take you. In fact, I'll take you. I'll take all of you today. And I'll put this in as a sidebar. Just remember me in the wheel. Amen. And I say that, and it's funny, but God put me in his will. I'm an heir with God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ of all that heaven has. Amen. Today, while we close, Sharon, if you get a song, you and Rob, it's a special day. It's a humbling day. But yet, Brother Mark, we as fathers know that we made our mistakes. But in spite of ourselves, God helped us. And look how the kids turned out. How many of you dads can say, thank you, Lord, for my children? And we'll say it just like God says it about us. We know they're not perfect. We're not perfect. But I thank God for them each and every day. Amen? Because they're mine. They're mine. And Ray, when we get there, God's going to say, come, you blessed my Father. Inherit that kingdom that was prepared from the foundation of the world for all of his children to come and to enjoy all that heaven has. While we stand, here comes Robbie. While we stand, they sing a verse of a song. I ask you this morning, have you ever given your life to this great Father that we've preached about this morning? Have you ever asked God to forgive you of your sins and to give you peace in your heart and your life? To give you that protection and that provisions, to provide that forgiveness to you in your life? See, he wants to be your Father, but you have to ask to come into his family. While they sing a verse of a song, just one verse, Rob. How is it with your life today? Have you ever asked the Lord to save you, that you might become part of his family? You're proud of the family God's given you here, but what happens when this life shall come to an end? Are you prepared to make that crossing? Because you see, you're either a child of God or you're a child of the devil. Where is it in your life? Come home today. God's spoken to your heart. Tomorrow might be too late. But while you have today, step out and receive him. How many of you today are so proud that you have a great Father? So thankful that we have a great Father. And to praise him and to worship him in all that he does for us. I hope you've enjoyed being in the house of the Lord on this Father's Day. You that were visiting, we invite you to come back and be with us anytime that you can. And just enjoy this day that God has given to you. And just tell your dads how thankful that you are for them. Because you see, you don't know what dad and mom went without so you could have what you wanted. Amen? Ron, we know what we're talking about this morning, don't we, brother? And we did it because we loved you. Brandon and them, him and Roger would have to have those shoes, you know, the special kind of tennis shoes. And him and Roger would get on a thing and start talking bad because at Christmas time they got one or two presents and Tiffany got like 30 or 40. But their one or two was tennis shoes or some kind of arcade game. And hers was Barbie doll stuff. How many of you know Barbie dolls is like $5, right? She didn't ask for that expensive stuff until she got a little older. But you know, it wouldn't matter. If whatever they wanted, we tried to get it for them. And I think if you really love your kids, you'll give them all that you can. Right? Some of you don't want to say amen because your kids are here. They know you will. You might say no at first, but they'll get you to come around. I better hush. God bless you. Have a great day. Enjoy this day. And be praying about whether we open up Sunday night or Wednesday night, Brother Ron. I think we need to do one or the other. Right? And move forward today. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy this day. And come back next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. All right. All right. There you go.